the two comings of Messiah. In the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, we find God's plan for our lives. In God's will for us, we may know true peace, love, and joy. The greatest need in our lives is to have God's cleansing of our sins so that we might experience the life that He has planned for us. Many people have problems and experience fear, frustration, anxiety, and some have lack of purpose in living. There are men, women, and young people who do not know where to turn to find someone who really cares for them. God cares for you and for me. God loves you and me. The experience of a right relationship to God and a life lived in the love of God is contingent upon our trust, faith, in the promises of God that are given to us in the Bible. As we trust God and His Holy Scriptures, God will help us to see His great plan for us in this life and for eternity. Faith makes effective in our lives all of the promises in the Bible. True faith must be based upon knowledge that is received from reading and understanding what the Bible says. Without an adequate understanding of the basic truths of the Bible, a person cannot have real faith. Lack of knowledge breeds unbelief. Human judgments can lead to confusion if they are made without the facts necessary to understand and accept the truths given to us in the Bible. Many people have questions about life, death, and eternity. The answers to these questions are found in God's Word, the Holy Scriptures. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the Messiah of Israel, and the one who has provided the atonement, the blood of atonement, the way we can be forgiven of our sins. Most people have very limited knowledge, if any knowledge at all, of who Jesus is and when He was to come to earth as foretold in the Jewish Holy Scriptures. People have problems when it comes to placing their faith in Messiah Jesus. One misconception concerning the Messiah is what Messiah would do when He would come to earth. Orthodox Judaism looks for a Messiah to come, the Messiah who will be sent by the God of Israel to reign on earth and rule on King David's throne in Jerusalem. In that day, Messiah will bring peace to Israel and the world. They expect a great human leader, such as Moses. The Jewish Holy Scriptures do foretell the deliverance of our Jewish people from human oppression. It will happen. In the future, perhaps not too far off. The problem some people have in accepting Jesus as their Messiah is that since the world has not had peace from the time that Jesus was here on earth about 2,000 years ago, then He is not the Messiah in their judgment. This reasoning appears to be valid, but it is not. Many people do not know all of the facts from the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, regarding what Messiah will do when He comes to earth. The basic truth we need to understand from the Jewish Holy Scriptures is this: Messiah comes to earth two different times to accomplish two different results for the people of Israel and the world. The Bible clearly foretells the first coming of the Messiah to earth. His first coming will be to accomplish God's plan, to provide God's way for men and women to have personal peace when they accept God's way for them to be forgiven of their sins. By this plan of God, Jews and Gentiles will be able to know God's forgiveness of their sin, and as a result, will experience wonderful peace with God as they put their trust in what the Messiah will do for them. This first coming of the Messiah will bring personal peace to individuals. Messiah, having provided the blood of atonement for the forgiveness of our sins, then returns to heaven to the right hand of God. At a later time, one that is yet in the future, Messiah will return to earth a second time, defeat the enemies and nations that have gathered in war against the nation of Israel, and set up God's kingdom of world peace. We must understand these two comings of the Messiah to earth. If a person only has knowledge of the anticipated second coming, then he or she will miss the first coming and not know that Messiah Jesus came the first time to provide the blood of atonement for us to be forgiven of our sins. I'm going to share with you the Word of God, the Jewish Holy Scriptures, the Bible, so you will know some of the prophecies given by God concerning the first coming of the Messiah to earth. We read in the Jewish prophet Micah's record of God's Word, written about 710 B.C., in chapter 5 and verse 2. Now, in some Jewish Bibles, this is verse 1. It reads, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." The prophecy is in the little town of Bethlehem, located in the area called Ephratah in Judah, a very specific location. God would send his Messiah to earth the first time. The first coming of the Messiah to earth would be at this precise location, Bethlehem. The second coming of Messiah to earth, as is recorded in Zechariah in the Jewish Holy Scriptures, chapter 14, would be when Messiah comes directly from heaven to the Mount of Olives by Jerusalem to defeat the enemies of Israel. There are two different time periods and two different locations. The one who comes out of Bethlehem is from everlasting. Only an eternal one, a member of the Godhead, can be from everlasting. Human beings have but a short time upon this earth, from their beginning at birth and maybe even live to 100 years or more. But they are never from everlasting. In Bethlehem, the eternal Messiah takes on human flesh and a body, then known as Jesus the Messiah, in order that he might die for us as our sin bearer. Another prophecy about the first coming of the Messiah to earth is in the writings of the great Jewish prophet Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14, we read, "Therefore the Lord God himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel in Hebrew means God with us. In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, we read, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." These two verses from Isaiah speak of a miraculous virgin birth of a son who is called by the names of the eternal Almighty God, Jehovah. Since Messiah Jesus came, there has been opposition to the use of the word virgin in this verse in the Jewish Holy Scriptures. Some have said the word should mean young woman. The Hebrew word for a young woman, married or unmarried, is Bethula. The Hebrew word used in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, is not Bethula, but Alma. The Hebrew word Alma is used only 7 times in the Jewish Bible, and in context it is always a virgin. One of the 7 times is here in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. When 70 Jewish scholars translated the Hebrew Bible into Greek about 300 to 200 B.C., when they came to this verse in Isaiah 7:14, for the Hebrew Alma, they used the Greek word Parthenos, which definitely means a virgin. So these Jewish scholars, 70 of them, knew that Isaiah 7:14 spoke of the virgin birth of the Messiah when he would come to earth. In the God-given writings of the Jewish man of God Isaiah, in chapter 53, that was written 700 years B.C., we read the reason for the first coming of Messiah to earth. I quote, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord God hath laid on him the iniquity or sins of us all. He was cut off out of the land of the living." He dies. "For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord," that's Jehovah God, "to bruise him," this one. "He," God the Father, "hath put him," the Messiah, "to grief, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days." Now that's a resurrection from the grave and life after death. "And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He, God, shall see the travail of his," this suffering one's soul, "and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge," that is, by trusting in Messiah's atonement, "shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. He bare the sin of many," that is, of those who trust in him. Messiah would come the first time, take on human form, so that he could die on the tree and shed his blood for us to have the blood of atonement so our sins could be forgiven by God. In Messiah Jesus, we have the blood of atonement that God demanded on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, in the law given by God through Moses in the Torah, book of Leviticus, chapter 16. Concerning the second coming of Messiah to earth, we read in the Word of God through the Jewish prophet Zechariah, chapter 14, verses 1 through 5, and then verses 8, 9, and 11. "Behold, the day of the Lord God cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord, Jehovah, go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. This is a reference, no doubt, to God's freeing Israel from bondage in Egypt and from bondage throughout the years. And his feet, God's feet, in Messiah Jesus, shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. I understand that Orthodox Jews have been buried on this side of Jerusalem looking east, so that they will see Messiah when he comes to Jerusalem. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. Now this word is in the Jewish Holy Scriptures. All the saints who would be Bible believers. This is not speaking of a particular religion, but of people who have put their trust in the Lord God of Israel and in the Messiah. And it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, and the Lord God shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. There is so much great truth to share with you from these verses. Simply stated, the nations of the world will come against Israel and Jerusalem to destroy the people and the city. When the war is almost lost for the Jews, God himself in the person of Messiah, Jesus, will return from heaven with Bible believers who have been in heaven, and the enemies and nations that will come to destroy the people of Israel will themselves be completely defeated by God. God will then set up his kingdom of peace for the world. These verses of Jewish Holy Scripture also say God's name will be one. The word for one here in this verse is the Hebrew echad. Echad can mean unity or more than one, as we have seen in Genesis chapter 2, where Adam and Eve were one echad flesh. They were two people, and yet one. We also see the Hebrew word for one in Deuteronomy 6:4, the great Shema. The word for one there is echad, a unity. This tells us that God is revealed to us as the Lord God Jehovah and as God Messiah. The Godhead is once again revealed to us in the following verses in the Bible. In the Jewish Holy Scripture writings of the Jewish man of God Jeremiah, we read in chapter 23, verses 3 through 6. And I will gather the remnant of my flock, that is, the Jewish people, out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, neither be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord, that's Jehovah. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days, when this one is here, sent from God, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he, this ruler, shall be called the Lord Jehovah, our righteousness. Also in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 8, the Lord Jehovah liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all countries, and they shall dwell in their own land. The one who will bring peace to Israel and the world is God the Messiah, the King of Israel, King David's descendant, according to the flesh. And yet he is called Jehovah God. Israel will dwell safely, and they shall fear no more. We know from the Bible that Messiah will reign on King David's throne from Jerusalem, and this future event is stated again and again in prophecy. The one who will reign is called Lord, spelled with a capital L, capital O, capital R, and capital D, which is translated from the Hebrew Jehovah. Jehovah the Messiah will rule over the world and bring peace to Israel and to all people. This is the second coming of the Messiah, to bring the peace of God to the entire world. We will not yet see that day of world peace, for other events must first come to pass, but it could be very near. As we look forward to future events, we must be prepared to meet God now, for we can face death at any time. The first coming of the Messiah takes care of what happens after death for us when we accept Jesus as our Jewish Messiah and our sin bearer. When our sins have been forgiven by God, we have the absolute assurance that physical death is the doorway to heaven, with joy and peace for us thereafter, forever in the presence of God. God is faithful to all of His promises given to us in His Holy Scriptures, and He will meet our needs today as we trust Him. I know this is true, for the Lord God of Israel has directed in my life. I accepted His plan of forgiveness of my sins when I was young, and I became a Jewish Bible believer. Then, when I was 18 years of age, I gave my life and future completely to God for His will. He has directed and provided these many, many years. God has never failed to be faithful to His promises given to us in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. There is real peace, contentment, and joy in trusting God and Messiah, and in looking forward to that great day, perhaps soon, when all Bible believers will be in God's presence and in the presence of Messiah Jesus in heaven. The pressures of living today, illness, problems, and the cares of life can cause great stress and sorrow. But when we trust the Lord God of Israel and Messiah Jesus as our Savior, who took the punishment due us for our sins, then there is peace in every situation, every day. Our present life will be directed by God, and our future is secure in Him. Heaven is our eternal home. Should you have any questions or desire CDs or literature for further study about God, the Messiah, and the way to have personal peace, email us at contact, that's contact, at GodAndJews, that's one word, no spaces, .org. Contact at GodAndJews.org. God be with you to lead you in His path to real peace, joy, and happiness now and for all eternity.